here's a story from The World.
The economic pain isn't just in Europe. In Africa, food prices are up, crop yields are down, tourism is virtually dead. For the next few minutes, we're going to hear how the downturn has affected migrant workers in South Africa. John McDermott, the Africa correspondent for The Economist, takes us there.
In South Africa, there are millions of migrants from other parts of Africa. Most of these people work in low-paying jobs. They live hand-to-mouth, whether as domestic workers, construction workers, or in the hospitality sector. And naturally, the response to the pandemic has been very hard on them. A few weeks ago, I went down to Hillbrow in Johannesburg, where I met a domestic worker from Zimbabwe named Nomsa Chishuma, who told me just how difficult it's been to survive the lockdown in the city.
Yeah, we're not working, we're working, everything has stopped.
She told me that her employers, a family from an affluent suburb in Johannesburg, had stopped paying her usual monthly salary.
The first month they gave me the normal pay, but now they just sometimes give 200, 300, and we're paying rent where we stay. Not easy.
And when that happens, and she doesn't have a proper income, how is she supposed to pay her bills? And Nomsa's far from alone in South Africa. People who work in these low-paid jobs are now going for months without pay, and those that have gone back to work are doing so with fewer hours. When I was in Hillbrow, I spoke to Bongani Mkwananzi from the Zimbabwean community of South Africa, and he told me that there were implications beyond South Africa's borders because a lot of Zimbabweans are the main breadwinners for their families back home.
The people that they normally take care of at home are now stranded. And, well, there's truly, it feels like hopeless, like there's no recourse really.
The South African government has announced various measures in response to the pandemic. But in the main, there's been one set of rules for South Africans and another set of rules for migrants. This is true whether we're talking about cash grants to help people get by or whether we're talking about which businesses are targeted for closure. So migrant-run shops in townships, for example, have been disproportionately shut down by the government's pandemic regulations. When I was in Hillbrow, I witnessed an organisation called the African Diaspora Forum handing out food parcels to migrants living in South Africa. One of its leaders, a Somali man called Amir Sheikh, told me that migrants are destitute and excluded from government help, so therefore many are simply relying on charity.
That's John McDermott in South Africa. His story comes to us from the Intelligence podcast from Economist Radio. The Intelligence also includes a follow-up conversation on migration with Robert Guest, foreign editor of the magazine. The question they're asking, once the pandemic is over, will the world become more or less restrictive for migrants?
Overall, I fear that the world is going to become more restrictive because of the pandemic. But there's a chance it won't. And one reason for thinking that is that some of the nationalist populist leaders who are most opposed to immigration have been shown to be incredibly incompetent in dealing with COVID-19.
To hear more from Robert Guest on migration, check out the Intelligence podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
From PRX.